USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs an executive order aimed at curbing the power of social media giants such as Twitter and Facebook.
My executive order calls for new regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to make it that social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal.
Police chiefs across the country are speaking out after the murder of George Floyd. Detroit Police Chief James Craig is condemning the actions of the Minneapolis police officers. Craig is also calling for the officers to be arrested.
And certainly when you look at cowardly act by this Minneapolis police officer, and then those who were complicit and just stood there, horrible.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, and the Dow lost 148 points on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Many folks were disappointed after the SpaceX launch had to be rescheduled for Saturday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Yesterday's scheduled launch of a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts aboard had to be scrubbed because of bad weather around Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will get a second chance on Saturday to become the first humans launched into space from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. They're to head to the International Space Station.
President Trump was on hand yesterday and says he'll be in attendance again on Saturday. Two Republican senators are proposing a ban on issuing visas to Chinese graduate students and researchers in science and technology fields. Senator Tom Cotton and Marsha Blackburn are arguing that blocking Chinese students and researchers from receiving visas in STEM fields would protect American ingenuity. The bill does have a few exceptions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Food and Drug Administration is temporarily loosening its food labeling policies during the coronavirus pandemic to help minimize supply chain disruption and give producers more flexibility among food shortages. Nicholas Bertram is president of the Giant Food Company, which owns grocery stores up and down the East Coast. He says many stores are finally beginning to get back to normal regarding stocking.
I would say that what we're seeing is continued improvement week over week. You know, the entire American food supply chain has been hustling and working very hard to make sure that there's more availability. And we're starting to see that. We're seeing it on the side counters in the meat departments and our fresh meat cases and really across everything. So even though there's not the variety that consumers saw, you know, pre-COVID, it's definitely improving every single week.
Bertram also tells ABC's Good Morning America some of the things that stores are still having issues keeping in stock.
Some of the classics would be like paper goods and household cleaners. Those types of things have not yet fully recovered. You have some things in the baking aisle and spices that have not yet fully recovered as well. But then you've got great things like fruit and veg, where if you have a good local supplier network like our company does, you really didn't see any impact at all. And even in meat, poultry and pork are both looking pretty good right now, and beef is showing recovery, albeit a bit slower.
NASCAR will try again after rain from Tropical Depression Bertha wiped out last night's Cup Series race in Charlotte. The green flag drops at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A two-year-old boy was rushed to the hospital after being hit by a truck outside an apartment complex in St. George. The St. George Children's Museum is preparing to reopen their doors June 1st with new procedures for the safety of their patrons. A series of recent automobile thefts reported in Washington City has prompted authorities to remind residents to keep their vehicles locked and to take the keys with them. And joining the other colleges and universities in the Utah system of higher education, Dixie State University and Southern Utah University plan to welcome students back on campus this fall. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 103 today, clear and 71 tonight, sunny and breezy tomorrow, 103. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and ask, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Don't let the media, the press, or your environment brainwash you. It's not a black on white thing. It's not a black on black thing, and it's not a gang on gang thing. It is simply one thing. It's an ignorance thing. It's an ignorance thing. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, when I die, I won't be able to leave a lot of money behind. I won't be able to leave a lot of luxurious and fine things behind. But I want to leave a committed life behind. What kind of committed life will you leave behind? Don't be afraid to think. It's not illegal yet.
Hi there. Welcome. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you tuned in today. I've got Uncle Milty with me.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
And, you know, I was just, something came across my news feed in Chicago about an hour ago was announcing that they were going into their phase three. I don't even know what phase they're on. Isn't it interesting how all the governors got on this phasing in and it all seems to kind of be a replication of the other governor? As far as that goes, do we have governors that have their own thoughts? Because I find it kind of interesting that all of the dates to go back to work were all within the same, except for California and their insane craziness, but it's all within the same like little block of about 16 days. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Do they ever act on their own? Do they ever have a single thought like, hey, we don't need phases. We're just opening. There might be one or two governors, maybe your governor. I'm trying to think of Missouri's, but it just seems like, man, it's almost as if everything was just written out and all the governors are doing are they're just a placeholder and the mayors, you know, they're just like a placeholder and they just get told what to do and they just do exactly what they're given. It's kind of interesting.
I'm not sure about that. I think some of them, we may not be giving them enough credit. Some of them actually like to be dictators and think about what they're doing.
Maybe
try
so.
To make it even worse.
Maybe so. I think it was the mayor of Chicago talking about phasing and in a few days we may open up some things. And they always follow it up with, especially the Illinois governor, always following it up with a, well, I know y'all want to get back to normal. You think people want a paycheck? Do you think people would like to, I don't know, go in and rescue what's left of their business? Do you think? It's amazing how quickly they shut down and how long it's taking for them to grant you your freedom back.
Yep.
They were so happy to take it in an instant. Most every single governor falling right in line within a matter of 7 days in March. All like dominoes falling, all the states going into lockdown. Anyway, I'm just tired of it. I think people are tired of it. They're still wearing the silly mask. You know, it really is a virtue signal.
Yep.
It truly is. It's a virtue signal. I care about humanity more than you.
Yep.
Yep. So let's talk about the Minneapolis case. Let's talk about this death, this tragic death. There isn't anybody that can look at that photo of the officer with the knee on the neck for 8 to 9 minutes and not walk away feeling sick to your stomach that he murdered this gentleman. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could walk away with any other, because all of this was over a $20 counterfeit bill that he was accused of doing, right? And accused of passing it at a store. And he wasn't armed. And from what I saw, and I don't know that I saw the clips. I don't know that any of us have all the answers, to be fair. But I didn't see any sort of, you know, huge reaction coming from him that would require force like that. So that officer should be, and he was, fired and charged mm-hmm. right now. He should be behind bars. They would do that to any citizen. And so I feel like I always try to go in with balance. The rioting that's taking place, the news is, I think the news is actually inciting it by telling you or giving you the false impression that it's happening all over the country with millions of people. That is not true. A couple hundred people are rioting across the entire country. That is not a ton of people. And of course, the narrative, the two different narratives, number one, we have badge heavy cops. And number two, we have a problem with racism. You know, this is the narrative that drives me the most crazy, because I am not seeing this big problem that keeps getting portrayed as our biggest problem in America is racism. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing it. I don't know too many people that are. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on what happened to this gentleman in Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's bad.
George Floyd.
But I actually think, I know this is going to just sound horrible, but I actually think that because the COVID issue is starting to die down, that this was a manufactured thing.
Interesting.
And they want this mm-hmm. to be the next issue. They're reporting it. You know, just an hour ago, they reported on CNN that the protesters are marching in the streets of at least mm-hmm. three major cities now.
Right, right. There, yeah. In fact, I'm going to take a caller, but these, you know, there's a couple of things that bother me about the story. I'll tell you that, and I'm kind of right along with you on that. And we'll see how this information plays out. There's no doubt in my mind that excessive force was used in this case.
Yeah.
So I'll just take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this would be quick. I'm just
sure.
I hear you getting emotionally involved in this.
Really? I thought I was being pragmatic.
Mm-hmm. This cop had his position for minutes on end. That does not happen. You subdue mm-hmm. a suspect. You cuff him mm-hmm. to the police car, whatever, and he is rendered immobile without
right.
having to have your knee
yeah.
on his neck.
I agree.
That was done for the cameras. We will never hear any detail about this from mm-hmm. the people in question. Who knows how big this was?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a person, this police officer, being on the force this long without being a known quantity if he isn't truly a crazed person.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big story here.
Yep.
Maybe this person was running a counterfeit ring that they busted. I'm just mm-hmm. picking things out here, because you don't see a camera opportunity like this
yeah.
happen with no explanation, unless it's an orchestrated event.
That was among some of the things that were bothering us before today's
yep.
show, I have to
yep.
admit, because, and it's hard to take this position because people think it's extremely black and white. There was excessive force used, but why, right? There was excessive force used in front of the camera, yes. but why? And that's, yeah. So I actually
it's
don't.
It's unreasonable mm-hmm. excessive force, because
mm-hmm.
there's no reason to maintain that same position for one poor lonely cop or whatever with other ones around him to not go mm-hmm. to phase two and, you know, lock the guy up in cuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
nor,
you know,
yeah.
Put
yeah.
in, it
I
just,
agree.
It screams.
Something is opportunistic. Mm-hmm.
I'll carry on now.
Okay. Thank you. Really appreciate it. I actually didn't think I was emotional about it. I think I'm going in quite pragmatic, but I'm looking at it. There are a couple things that bother me and bothered both of us as we were walking in today. We were both sharing this before the show, and it was, there's a couple things where I go, gotta roll that around for a little while.
But
something's a little different about the story, I will admit.
Don't yeah. misinterpret this. We're not saying that something wrong wasn't done.
Yeah.
We're not saying the man should not have died.
Yep.
We're not saying it was okay to put the knee on the neck the way that it was done. What I'm saying is that I think somewhere along the line, this was manufactured. to be a show for the public. And I've said all year long that when the stuff starts hitting the fan, it's going to start like this.
Yeah, and I cannot disagree with that. I can't disagree with that sentiment at all. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, I think this whole story, it's kind of annoying that it comes out right now when we're trying to focus on the unwarranted COVID-19 lockdown.
Sure.
Which then makes you question the timing of this. But when you think about the people in inner cities, and you think about if we're on the verge of cities burning because of the lockdowns, okay?
Yeah.
And you think about some of the populations in these inner cities, the poor, the people that aren't going to get the welfare checks, all the people that we need to come together with, even with rural America.
I agree.
An event like this fires up those populations, and so they're going to, if there's a young black man that might want to wave an American flag or a don't tread on me flag, he's going to now switch his hat. He's going to put on the hat of, you know, whatever, Black Lives Matter, whatever, any of the radical leftist ideological movements that are going to, are used to destabilize society. But this is like preemptively steering the focus away from our energy of what the COVID-19 lockdowns were all about. Now it's going to, they're pulling a portion of that away. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I absolutely get what you're saying. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Yes.
The other thing that this doesn't make the news is that more and more black support is turning towards President Trump. And here again is another way to maybe slow that down. Just like the caller said, they may have been ready to pick up and put on a MAGA hat. And, well, maybe not. Maybe not.
And we had a number of sheriffs and police officers that actually were making the news for standing up for citizens' rights. All citizens. All citizens. You know, that I always talk about Walmart's slogan, you know, we're all in this together. And my twist on that is we've all bought into this together. Maybe the last 3 months was a little too much togetherness. And so that plays in nicely to their, America is a racist nation. And then you also have the issue of badge heavy cops. We all know they exist. We all know they're there. And we all understand that we have a problem with that. It's not the entire force. It's just we do have a problem with this in the training and what have you, in a lot of different areas that have been, this has been going on for 30 years. Okay. We, you know, the abuse of the state of law enforcement control in this country, okay, and how they'll use it. Well, we had a lot of cases where people were standing up, law enforcement officers, against that. Can't have that. And so, yeah, there are some things about this case that bother me right off the bat. And I think they bother Uncle Milty too. And I want some things answered. And I want some more facts to roll in. But certainly, even taking the position that there's something more to this story is so, who says that? Well, you know, I don't know how we can't. I don't know how we can't say that at this point.
The progressive has always used divide and conquer.
Yep.
Last week, Biden made the huge gaffe of saying you're not black enough.
Right.
And now we have that hurt them.
That hurt them. Yes,
that hurt
it did.
Them bad. So what can they do to bring some of the black vote back to them?
Let's have
a white cop kill somebody.
Yeah, and roll out Antifa again. You know, they've been under the basement a little too long. You know, during COVID, we got to roll them back out. They're very useful right about now. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hey, Jen, come check this out. I think I finally found one.
I love it.
Yeah, I really do, too. And you know, I just checked the price, and they're definitely the lowest price in 500 miles. So how about after dinner, let's swing by to this dealership and test drive it.
Oh, Marty!
Hey, Doc, you joining us for dinner or something?
No! Marty, quick, what time is it?
It's like 5-something, I think.
No, Marty, what time is it precisely?
It's 5:13.
Great Scott, there's still time. Marty, you have to go to St. George Auto Gallery before you go to dinner, not after.
What? Why, Doc?
Because, Marty, if you don't go to St. George Auto Gallery before dinner, Biff buys your dream car and upsets the entire space-time continuum.
Oh man, Doc, that's heavy.
And thus our hero with his trusty time-traveling companion received his dream car with the best price in 500 miles. See all the inventory at stgautodeals.com.
Great Scott.
Attention caregivers, nothing is easy about being a caregiver. The days and nights seem to overlap. The endless emotional roller coaster is so draining. Are you ready for a caregiver's dream? The Haven at Sky Mountain is an independent and assisted living campus nestled in the heart of beautiful southern Utah. Everything the Haven does is driven by enhancing the lives of aging adults and their family. Now that's what living is all about.
Call the Haven at Sky Mountain today, 674-7883 or havenassistedliving.com.
If you live in the Dixie Power service area, then you're a member of Dixie Power Cooperative, and you're invited to attend the Dixie Power annual meeting Wednesday, June 3rd at 6 p.m., streaming live on Facebook and streaming at dixiepower.com. Typically, three annual meetings are held, one for each of the main areas that Dixie Power serves. However, due to the impact of COVID-19, Dixie Power will hold all three of their annual meetings via live stream this year. Make sure to register on June 3rd for your chance to win thousands of dollars worth of door prizes donated by local vendors. Starting at 5:30 on June 3rd, there will be entertainment with Eldon Hunt. Then at 6 p.m., the business session will include the important information about your electric cooperative. The Dixie District 1B election results will be announced and door prizes given away. Dixie Power is your power company, so plan to view the annual meeting online at dixiepower.com or on Facebook. Dixie Power, energizing life.
The 2019 Lincoln MKZ at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is refined power at your control. With an available twin turbocharged 3.0-liter engine producing 400 horsepower, it's an exhilarating driving experience. And with MKZ retractable panoramic glass roof, change your outlook with a simple press of a button. Right now, you can get $8,600 off MSRP off $43,110 on the 2019 Lincoln MKZ. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. See dealer for details.
During these uncertain times, AirCare Professionals is taking extra precautions to protect you and their employees. They're open and here to serve if you need them. Whether you need an AC system tune-up or want to turn your garage, casita, or master bedroom into a comfortable hangout, AirCare Professionals can help you with a ductless Mitsubishi electric heating and cooling system and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call AirCare Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircarepros.com.
Despite the swings on Wall Street, you need to make your money last in retirement. Abe Ashton breaks down how to do it Tuesday afternoons at 5 on St. George News Radio 93.1 FM and 1450 KZNU. Or connect at ashtonwealth.com.
Join Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, for Safe Money Radio at 5 p.m. every Friday and 9 a.m. every Saturday, right here on KZNU. Or call Lyle Boss now for your complimentary Safe Money book at 855-355-7222.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. No matter your situation, Bank of Utah Home Loans can help with the right home loan for you. Call Brian and the Bank of Utah Home Loans team today, 435-986-7221. Bank of Utah Home Loans, helping you grow no matter what stage of life you're in. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today?
I'm Greg Hughes, Utah's battle-tested conservative for governor. In 2016, I supported Donald Trump for president early. Now, that upset a lot of the wine and cheese elitist types who thought that the whole Trump thing was a fad.
An original supporter of mine. You know, you always remember those original supporters. Greg Hughes. Greg, thank you.
Now, the elitists in the media, they ignored the voice of the average everyday American. But I heard it because that's me, and I'll hear your voice as governor.
Paid for by Hughes for Governor.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Every night and every day now. Never meaning what they say now. Never saying what they mean. Wally, wally away the hours in their ivory towers. Till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. I've got Uncle Milty with me today, and Chris Ann Hall will be joining me tomorrow, along with two guests talking about the Middle East tomorrow as well. And so bringing that back into the picture, and I've got some stellar guests for tomorrow. So hopefully you'll join me. And on this, I just want to mention Balance of Nature. Make sure you get the supplement. I love this supplement, and I love what it does for our bodies. Make sure that you are increasing your own immunity for this fall. Don't take the flu shot, by the way. Don't take the flu shot. It's problems. But anyway, with that flu shot or the COVID shot. But I'm telling you, increase your immunity the natural way, and that is with 31 fruits and vegetables. 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down, and you can take this supplement every day. You'll notice a difference in about a week and a half to 2 weeks. You'll notice you start feeling different, sleeping different, hair and skin's different. You just feel different. You just feel a little bit more alive and ready to tackle the world, and it works with so many things like your blood sugar. It really stabilizes that, and so a lot of people actually start getting off their drugs for that, like diabetes and things like that, as they're increasing their nutrition. Our food supply, there's something so wrong with our food supply. We're not getting the nutrition we need, and our bodies are desperately needing supplements. I would choose Balance of Nature. Put in my first name, Kate, K-A-T-E, and you'll get 35% off in free shipping, and it is a fantastic supplement. I researched it to the hilt, and I'm telling you, they know their stuff, and this was a good one. Balance of Nature. Put in the code Kate. There are some questions about this story in the news with George Floyd, the cop in Minneapolis. We're starting to see more press, you know, almost incite, you know, get out there and they're making it seem like people all over the country are rioting. That's not true. When the press is always on one accord, nobody's asking a single question, that's usually my first clue that something could be up. But I'm telling you, we do have a problem with some badge-heavy cops. That of course, will always be, and it always has been, quite honestly. It has ramped up in the last 30 years, though. So that can't be ignored. I get it. And when you look at that picture, it's hard not to go there. I mean, my gosh, the picture says 1,000 words. But the problem is, just like the caller said in the last clip, that picture was very surprising that picture, so blatant, so right there, was in the press so early. So there's some questions there for sure. I just want to see at least a few more facts come in before I weigh in completely. Thoughts?
I think we're a ways off from knowing what happened.
Yeah. And I don't know if we ever will, actually.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Why didn't somebody order him to stand down?
Yeah, you would have thought. You would have thought.
There was plenty of time.
Yeah.
You see, in my county, I'm a property owner. If I see this kind of behavior out of anybody,
right,
I'm going to say, stand down.
Yeah.
And if they don't, well, I'm going to attempt to stand you down.
Right. There were people around saying, you're killing him and get off of him. But the officers just stood there.
Get off him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The other officers stood there. So it was very strange. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for that. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. So to have three other police officers right there next to him and not say a word.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Because usually if somebody's being subdued for that long, this wasn't a few seconds.
No, no.
This was 8 to 9 minutes. That's a concerted effort to lean on to use that excessive force right there for a very, very long time. So it wasn't like a split second decision where you could say somebody made a bad decision. So that was a decision that took a lot of effort.
And he was handcuffed. And it's not a legitimate subdued hold by the police department.
Yeah.
So when you add all that up, how did this happen? This was not just one rogue racist cop. That's not what happened here.
Yeah, I agree. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Whoops. Here we go. Hi, caller. Go right ahead. Is this Lindsay?
It is, yes.
Lindsey Graham joins us. I watched your clip today. We're live on the air right now, and so say hello to Chicago and all over the
Chicago.
All over the world. So I'm loving that you came on, and we were just talking about the whole incident in Minneapolis, but we're going to change gears for a moment with Lindsey, because Lindsey, I'm so proud of you. You know, you opened up your business, and your governor is a piece of work, and she has been for years. We've been reporting on her for years, Kate Brown. And so Oregon was closed up, and your business is sitting there, and you want to reopen your business, and you did. What was going through your mind and your mindset when you decided to just go ahead and open it up and just see what was going to happen? What were you thinking? How did you weigh it out?
Well, I actually did not mean for it to go as public as it did.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
I shared in just an Oregon group that I wanted to open my business and could I get support from that group. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the day, it had been shared over 70 times.
Wow.
And I was getting Facebook messages from the news channels. And I was like, uh-oh, I guess we're going public.
Oh, boy.
And so at that point, now I had received hundreds of messages saying, we're so proud of you, be brave. Stand your ground. And so it went from like, oh, I just was kind of doing this to provide for my family.
Right, right.
I need to work. We own six businesses.
Yes.
And it turned into, okay, this is a platform for all business owners all over the nation.
Wow.
So
wow.
There was a lot of anxiety. There's still a lot of anxiety surrounding my decision. But man, I have no regrets.
I'm so glad we opened.
And 3 weeks I was able to work before she actually released our county to be open. And so I had almost a month of income to provide for my family that she would have robbed us of.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have zero regrets about doing it.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm really proud of you. I just want to play a little clip of this while you're on the air because it was so good. Here you go.
I want the public to understand what's happening to me by the government.
From Outsider Salon in Salem,
in fact,
Lindsey Graham.
This news clip was interesting because the governor put the Oregon Occupational Safety and Health, OSHA, on you.
And intimidated and bullied daily by the government. And I'm very sad that this is the world that we live in.
The hefty.
Wow. All you wanted to do was open your salon. And all this fallout, in fact, they even went as far with even Child Protective Services. I mean, you got to be a desperate government to go after somebody as hardcore as they're going after you to try to make an example of you. I can't even imagine what this has been like for you this last week, especially.
It's been very stressful. This whole 3 weeks, I was constantly looking over my shoulder, constantly waiting for the next attack.
Jeez.
And then when our county finally opened on Friday, I just had this huge relief. But mostly I thought, I did it.
I opened, and you
really did nothing to me that I can't come back from. And I don't know who won this battle, but I feel like I won the war. I opened,
yes.
And she threatened me every day for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And they were all empty threats. None of those things happened to me, short of the OSHA citation, which we are going to fight in court,
mm-hmm.
which we believe, you know, they never had jurisdiction anyway. So I'm hoping that the one thing she did was cite me, and that's going to get thrown out.
Yep.
And I hope that proves to other business owners there's a right. There's a constitutional right. And
yes.
The fact that she threatened and threatened and threatened and nothing ever happened means that she was trying so hard to bully me and cower me down, and she did not successfully do it. And
amen.
I am so proud of the 3 weeks of work that I was able to get in
and provide for my
family that she couldn't take away from me.
Amen. Uncle Milty has a question.
A spokeswoman for the Oregon's Occupational Safety and Health Administration confirmed that the fine, the $14,000 fine
that you were served up,
was both reflective of the nature of the violation and the employer's willful decision to violate the law. Well, you didn't violate any law.
No, you didn't. They're violating the law, their own law. So,
you guys, and what's really funny about that citation is, I don't know if you know this, but mm-hmm. they're trying to claim that my independent contractors are employees, and that's why they cited me. My independent contractors are not employees, and there is no way legally you're going to prove that they are.
Yep.
They don't get paid by me. They don't get W-2s. I don't tell them when to work. I don't
mm-hmm.
employ them. There's no way. And so for them to come in and try to claim jurisdiction where they have none, you're telling me I'm violating a law that doesn't exist and that I'm doing it as an employer, which I am not.
Yeah.
Well, you employ yourself.
Yeah, and then that's it. I mean, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and I'll testify under oath that I'm not a threat to myself.
There you go. I like that. And yeah. You know what? You will win. That's the whole point, is that you will win this, as the other business owners have too. We've had a handful across the entire nation, and yep. You're one of them. You're one of basically about five people that said, I'm not going to do this, and probably three people that hit the viral media as much as you have. And I feel bad that, because I know you didn't want all this attention or all, but you know what? This truly gave a lot of people a lot of hope that business owners were just going to push through and do it anyway. And so far, they've all won. The Supreme Court backed the gentleman with the barber. He was a barber. Mm-hmm. And in Texas, she got out, and so they can't prevail.
Nope. And it's a very tough thing. I don't blame anyone for being terrified, because what Kate Brown proved was that when I opened my doors, she would come at me with the full force. And it took a prayer every morning to be brave yet again, another 24 hours. And so she won in the sense that she scared people because my story has been so publicly well known. Mm-hmm. And what the public is seeing is that, yeah, they are coming after me over and over and over again. But what they're not realizing is those are all threats, and they never followed through with those threats.
Yeah.
And so I never shut my doors. I never closed down.
Good.
I never got thrown in jail. The cops actually have called me multiple times to thank me for the way I'm handling the situation.
Oh my. Nice.
Yeah. So we will prevail, and anyone that's strong enough to stand up against a non-constitutional government, they will prevail. I believe it.
Was your husband supportive from the get-go?
Oh, he's very supportive. He is continually supportive every day. He's
excellent.
Amazing.
You're a warrior.
He doesn't want to be in the limelight or in the spotlight. That's
Who does? I mean, who wants to go viral in this way, right? But you know what, though? No. You served up a lot of hope for people that needed somebody to inspire them to just go ahead and do what they want to do. And we're going to get another lockdown in the fall. There's no doubt in my mind. And I'm really hoping that people look at your example and a couple of examples across the country, and they use you for that inspiration. You are a warrior woman, and I'm loving that you did this. You have my utmost respect. And you know what? A lot of women out there are saying this about you, and I really appreciate what you did, Lindsay. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Well, they try to lock us down. I'm not closing my doors. I shouldn't have to fight to open them back up. I won't close again. I will
Good.
Not.
Good. Excellent.
I hope everybody doesn't, because that's what it's going to take, is for her to say, you need to close, and everyone going, yep, nope, nice try. You already tried to ruin us. So many months ago, lock us down for 2 whole months. It's going to kill. It's going to kill some families, and it's going to kill a lot of small businesses. They just shouldn't even shut. That way she can't.
Yep.
She can't enforce it on all of us.
Amen, sister. All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Yep. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate your time today.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That was Lindsay Graham calling in from Oregon. All she wanted to do was open her salon, but she's got a tyrant Hitler-esque governor who just put the dogs on her. I mean, they had every government agency coming after her. It was absolutely asinine. And I'm so proud of her for standing up to it, opening her doors. Hat tip to Mark. Thank you for that. And she's amazing. Good on her, Lindsay Graham. You rock.
Yep.
You rock. You opened your business. And you know what? All those threats didn't amount to much, did they? All the threats from government. Don't believe any of those threats from government.
Nope.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code CANYON.
Hey, this is Steve with Garage Doors Only. Did you know that each year over 10,000 people are hurt or injured attempting to repair their own garage door?
At Garage Doors Only, our team of professionals can safely repair or replace your garage door or motor. Our business is family-owned and operated, and we service all of Southern Utah and the Mesquite area. Don't be a statistic. Call the professionals at Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200.
St. George Pro Movers is currently hiring qualified professional movers. If you have a clean driving record, clean background, great customer service, and you're physically fit for moving, St. George Pro Movers is the place. They provide a five-star moving experience, and they hire staff with five-star attitudes and work ethic. St. George Pro Movers can also move you anywhere nationwide. If you have family or friends moving in from out of state, please refer them to St. George Pro Movers. Call them today, 435-628-9275, or visit stgeorgepromovers.com.
The 2019 Lincoln MKZ at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is refined power at your control. With an available twin turbocharged 3.0-liter engine producing 400 horsepower, it's an exhilarating driving experience. And with MKZ retractable panoramic glass roof, change your outlook with a simple press of a button. Right now, you can get $8,600 off MSRP off $43,110 on the 2019 Lincoln MKZ. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. See dealer for details.
Join Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, for Safe Money Radio at 5 p.m. every Friday and 9 a.m. every Saturday, right here on KZNU. Or call Lyle Boss now for your complimentary Safe Money book at 855-355-7233.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home on Mall Drive, where you can get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show on St. George News Radio.
Our parents were struggling, up all night, and the days were so long, neither one of them were eating or sleeping. The endless phone calls and the stress of all of this were beyond anything we could imagine. We called The Haven at Sky Mountain and immediately knew that this was the answer for our parents. The Haven could provide the care they deserved, and our parents couldn't be happier.
The Haven at Sky Mountain is independent and assisted living in Utah, surrounded by a beautiful and majestic landscape. Call 435-674-7883 or havenassistedliving.com.
The Zion Eye Institute is open, and 2020 is the year of vision at Southern Utah's premier eye care center. Their highly trained team of doctors and staff are excited to help you see the world in all its splendor in 2020. Zion Eye Institute has specialists to cover every area of eye care and eye surgery. They can provide you with all forms of vision correction surgery from multiple highly skilled and experienced fellowship-trained surgeons. Using advanced techniques individually or in combination with each other, Zion Eye Institute's expert surgeons will customize your treatment and provide the safest and best results for your vision correction. So if you're tired of the glasses and contacts, remember 2020 is the year of vision at the Zion Eye Institute, which means it's the best time for you to get your free consultation and see how the Zion Eye Institute can help. They are open, so schedule your appointment now at ZionEye.com. That's ZionEye.com. The Zion Eye Institute, the largest and most comprehensive eye care center in Southern Utah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Veronica Onwuri with the American Academy of Family Physicians with tips for staying healthy this cold and flu season. Always wash your hands with soap and water. Cough or sneeze into your upper sleeve, not your hands. Eat well and get plenty of rest. And most important, before flu season even starts, get a flu shot. Remember, you cannot get the flu from the flu shot. For more on staying healthy this flu season, visit familydoctor.org or talk with your family physician.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Long live the pioneer. Rebels and mutineers. Go forth and have no fear. Come close and lend an ear. And I say, hey, live it like we're renegades.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. It's nice to see somebody like Lindsey Graham and her salon in Oregon stand up to the these elitists, these Hitler-esque governors, and open her business anyway. Mm-hmm. And if you'll notice, nothing was done to her. really, it's threats, but nothing else. And if this isn't a glowing example of how we need to deal with this in the future, you know, she peaceably opened her business and just conducted business as normal. And you know what? Hats off to that woman. Again, hat tip to Mark. Thank you for having her call into the show. I really appreciate people like her.
You know, one of the things that really bothers me on this one is that the people that work there have been independent contractors for years.
Right.
For years.
At her salon.
Mm-hmm. At her salon. But now, all of a sudden, OSHA wants to get involved. Well, OSHA only matters if you have employees.
So true. Amen. You're right. Great point.
That's really over. Let's call OSHA.
And they even put Child Protective Services on her. She has two kids. And she said, what happened in my country? And I have to agree. What did happen to our country? I really salute her in standing up and saying even to the media, here we go.
Expected such a violent, aggressive, vindictive thing could ever have been done to me or my family because I'm trying to earn a living, because I'm trying to work.
Wow. And then OSHA gets on and says, well, she never answered it yet, but we've gone after many businesses because we had 4,000 complaints in Oregon from all the busybodies that told us that businesses were opening. How dare they? We're going 4, after 000? Them. Yeah, we're going after them, too. So for reopening 3 weeks before scheduled from the phasing of Governor Brown in Oregon. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we remember this case of Lindsay and do exactly what she did and open up anyway. Don't let these government tyrants tell you what to do. Back to the George Floyd case. I really appreciate Lindsay calling in. Thank you, Lindsay. You know what? If you want to weigh in on what happened in Minneapolis, I know the news is reporting. See, the news, when you go into a story and they're reporting riots all over the country, and then you get in there and it says hundreds across the country. Hundreds is 200 people across the country. That doesn't mean that huge riots are taking place in every city everywhere. And we just always have to go in with some balance when we're reading these news stories and when all the news is on the same accord and they're trying to almost incite rioting by telling you that everyone's doing it, so join in kind of mentality. That's a problem for me. The other problem for me are the narratives we're sort of driving in right now is racism in America is alive and well and everywhere. That's not true. It's just simply not true. And as far as the police, we do have some bad apples and they do need to be taken care of and they do need to be taken off the force. This officer was fired, but he should be behind bars because they're watching what we all watched on those videos. Yes, there would be reason to arrest him. So I'm not quite sure why that hasn't happened and let this play out in court. The other problem is when you see this kind of action, everyone in the country acts like it has been done to them. That's another problem, too, that we're seeing. But we see this with a lot of stories, not just this one. And that we have to come in with some balance, too, and know that this is one incident in a city. And there have been others, but it's still not happening to every single person in America either. So I just want some balance back.
So the chief of police of Minneapolis acknowledged... Right. That his department contributed to a deficit of hope. He feels absolutely sorry for the pain and devastation and trauma Mr. Floyd's death has left on his family and loved ones. What I would like to see is for this police chief to tell all of his officers, tell the public exactly how you feel about this.
Yeah.
Don't keep your mouth shut. Don't hide from the truth. Let's tell the public how the police actually feel about this and see how many police actually come out and condemn what happened.
That's so true. That is very, very true. Or why they stood there watching it for so long. 8-9 minutes, that's a long time to play out.
Yeah.
That is a long time to play out. And so unnecessary for the situation that they were in. This was not an armed hostage situation. This was not a robbery, a rape, or something like that going on where you could even say that excessive force was used even then. this guy wasn't armed and handcuffed. I mean, my word, what kind of threat does somebody impose like that? So these are all the questions that everybody has today. And then if you want to go a layer deeper, there are some more riveting questions about this case generally that... that it's tough to talk about because maybe we're not, I don't know if we're ready to explore those things. Maybe in a few days, maybe some more facts coming in. But I'll tell you something, there's more to this case. I'll bet you there's a lot more to what happened than we know.
Yep.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Kate, I just want to bring something else up.
Sure.
First off, the mayor's already accused the officer of murder without a trial.
Mm-hmm.
How often do we see that happen?
Yeah, that's unusual. I'll give you that.
The other thing is the guy was arrested down the street. They walked him up the street.
Mm-hmm.
He fell behind the police car with his head facing towards the street. So how did he end up in the final position he was in?
Yeah, that's another question. Yes.
But there's a lot more going on here that meets the eye.
Yep. I will agree with that. Thank you. Really, truly, thank you for that. Very insightful. And yes, there's a couple things like that that I mentioned to even Uncle Milty before the show that I'll probably be bringing up in the next couple of days that struck me from the onset of looking at this a little closer, but that don't make sense. And whenever that happens, my gut usually goes into overdrive. And so, there are a couple items that aren't making sense with this. The timing of it is very interesting, the timing of it. And weren't we just here? Weren't we just here with, do you remember the case of Hands Up, Don't Shoot, and all the NBA were putting it on their uniforms? And by the way, on that case, now I know everybody heard, you know, I Can't Breathe, but on that case, remember it came out much later that actually didn't happen? And not even so much as a slight retraction in the news.
No.
So that's why... When I'm seeing crowds, these crowds get sort of revved up in this and start reciting things too, that always bothers me. It always worries me.
And there's also very little comparison between the two cases.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yeah,
a huge
right.
difference
you're
between
very,
these cases.
Very, very big difference, yeah.
But they
very
keep trying to connect them somehow.
Yes, and you're going to, I guess, 100%. And this officer has clearly been in other shootings and other things. Now, at the same time, to bring that amount of balance to that statement, working in areas with high crime, you are going to be involved in more instances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get that. But this particular officer has had a lot of instances, and I mean, you know, in double digits. That's a lot. That's a lot. So that's something to look at, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I think what we're dealing with here is the magician's hot assistant.
Okay, the what?
She's only there to distract.
Mm.
That's what the race card is. It's a distraction.
Right.
That's what. Everything that's going on is some sort of distraction for what the reality is. So you have to ask, what is the real thing that's happening here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I will agree.
Yeah.
I will agree
that's
with that.
The
Thank
question.
You. Yep. So, you know, we'll be doing some more digging and looking into this. Maybe we'll have more information, I'm hoping, anyway. But, you know, does your mind... Were any of you sort of, did you have some gut reactions? I mean, I'm getting some of the callers calling in, and I'm understanding you probably felt the same way we did, Uncle Milty and I did at the onset of this. But is there more, are more people feeling the same? Because I think the gut reactions that we have to things where something seems a little off is going to be the thing that we rely on the most moving forward in America. Because I'll tell you something. You can't control or fake that. And when you start to have those kinds of feelings, there's a reason we're so blessed to have that. So that sort of gut instinct, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Hi. Go right ahead, caller. Caller, you're live.
Yes, I want to say something.
Okay.
What I want to tell you is that here in Chicago, we had a police commissioner on the south side, and he would get black guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought they were all criminals, okay? So
some of them were, but some of them weren't. And he used to torture them and everything else until they made a confession. And then they'd go to court and they'd say, well, we have a confession. And the guy would go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was like this case against, who was it? The Justice Department finally exonerated him. And Sullivan said, oh, well, mm-hmm. we need to look at it again. It was as phony as a rubber crutch. But it has happened
mm-hmm.
to black people, and it's happened here.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I can just imagine how that guy felt. He was railroaded into prison, and he's in prison, and nobody takes his case because he's black. And he's thinking, God, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Please, make it obvious. Like, I know I was railroaded in here, and there's nothing I can do about it. I made the confession and everything, but gee whiz, will you take my side?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it happened to this other guy. And, like, he's been time. One guy was in Montefiore, was in solitary confinement, and all this crazy stuff was going on.
You're talking about Michael Flynn.
And all of a sudden, people started thinking, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Yes.
And the thing is, it's like, now you know.
Right, right.
It's a crummy system, and somebody is stirring the pot, and it's like, we hate you, you hate us, and it's
yes, and the divide. Thank you for the call. I love it. The divide.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh. I thank you for calling in from Chicago. Yes, yeah. There's problems. There's huge problems. We can't deny that. And we've actually helped, create those problems with our silence, but yeah.
And the judicial system has problems. And what really shows that to me more than anything is it's not just everyday people who have trouble with the judicial system. Look what's happening to Michael Flynn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what she was describing. Emmett Sullivan, the honorable, pardon me, Emmett Sullivan, has now retained a high-profile attorney, Beth Wilkinson.
Right.
To, I mean, no judge has ever done this.
Mm-hmm.
To support him now.
Right.
Because he's afraid they're going to bring charges against him for not doing his job. Very strange.
Hi, caller. You have about a minute. Go.
Just a thought about when I heard this case. Honestly, I have been following all of the videos rallying against.
Where'd you go?
Comment.
I'm sorry, against what?
Can you hear me?
Against what?
Against his "you ain't black" comment.
Oh, yeah.
And when I heard about this, I really felt like this was something that had been put out there to kind of combat all of that backlash. Like, oh, look.
Yes.
They really do hate you.
Yes.
You know, it's like, why are you believing this white guy who's all rich? Like, you really need to, you need to get in line, and you need to get with the Democratic Party. And
yes.
They're just the ones who are going to save you.
We were voicing this too before the show. Thank you so much. Yes. Yes, I agree. I so agree. And it's not like we love making everything into this political thing either. I mean, we just took a beating for 3 months over our stance on COVID. Now we're finally getting apologies for that. But let me tell you something. These are the kinds of things that aren't kind of jiving in this scenario. And we will be talking about it a little more as stuff starts to roll in. But just so you know, yes, we're having the same gut reaction, like something's off.
Sure.
So, yeah.
I can see them planning something like this to pull Biden's fat out of the fryer.
Yeah.
After that remark.
Well, or certainly, certainly. And so if you were going to pull the story apart and you were going to talk about, abuse of law enforcement, that's a whole nother show. And then, of course, there's a whole nother show sitting here of opportunistic moments and being used for various reasons, not just one, multiple reasons. There's all kinds of things going on. And of course, you know, even just seeing that photo, how do you not get upset at that photo, right? That photo says a lot. Okay. Just so we're all on the same page. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere on the Kate Daly Show. A lot to discuss in this next hour. Loaded show tomorrow, too. But we have a lot to discuss, so stay with us. And we'll come right back after the break.
The 2019 Lincoln MKZ at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is refined power at your control. With an available twin turbocharged 3.0-liter engine producing 400 horsepower, it's an exhilarating driving experience. And with MKZ retractable panoramic glass roof, change your outlook with a simple press of a button. Right now, you can get $8,600 off MSRP off $43,110 on the 2019 Lincoln MKZ. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. See dealer for details.
Summer of Sleep has started with up to $800 off Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and Sealy Posturepedic mattresses. Hi, this is Justin from the Mattress Store. Sleep better this summer with up to 72 months, 0% interest, and no credit needed financing options. Four locations voted best of Southern Utah: Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington by Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Lee.